Merry Christmas. God has an encouraging word on this Christmas day from the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton. The encouraging. This Christmas day, we are with you. We would love to spend some time studying God's Word together and praying together as well. Yes, even on Christmas Day, we have wonderful team members ready to take your call at 866-899-WORD. We're doing it in shifts. We're not all giving up everything, but we care that much about you that we want to have someone ready to take your call, to pray with you, to encourage you at 866-899-9673. Or we can connect online as well. TEWonline.org. ORG is our website. That's TEWonline.org. Now let's connect with God's Word, headed to Luke chapter 2 in just a minute with Dr. Don Wilton and the gift of peace at Christmas.
Would you pray with me? Father, now as we open the Bible, your Word, we're reminded that the Bible is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. This is God's encouraging word. And we believe that you have a special word for each and every one of us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles, first of all, to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I've got such great news for you on this Lord's Day as we worship Him together. And we're going to begin in a very, very marvelous, well-known passage in Luke chapter 2. And then for those of you that are getting ready and you're getting your Bible or you're getting out your Bible app, you might want to be aware that in just a moment I'm going to go to John chapter 14. And then we're going to go to Romans chapter 5. So we're going to start in Luke's gospel. Chapter 2, then we're going to go to John chapter 14, and then we're going to flip over the page and we're going to go to Romans chapter 5. So I want to read to you first of all a most wonderful and greatly familiar yet incredible passage of Scripture. Luke chapter 2. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom God is well pleased." Now turn with me to John and chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. So if I might just say to you today, the first passage we read was this incredible announcement that Jesus was born. Now I want you to hear what Jesus had to say about himself. This is great news. Now Jesus said this. I'm going to read to you just one verse, okay? John chapter 14 and verse 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Jesus said that. So Jesus was born, and then Jesus himself said what the angel said. Because the angel said to the shepherds, "I want you to know that I'm bringing peace We're announcing peace because Jesus Christ is come. He's the peace of the world. Jesus in John chapter 14 said, "I am peace." I want you to know I'm not only going to leave you with peace, but I give you peace. So how do we get this? Some of you don't have peace, do you? Let me show you what the Bible says. Go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And then I want to share these words with you today. This is what Paul says about this. He says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him," everybody watch me. The angel said, "Shepherds, go and find the baby. He is peace. He's bringing peace. He's giving peace." Jesus said, "I leave you with peace when I go back to heaven. I give you peace right now. You've got nothing to be troubled about. The peace that I give you is the most incredible peace that any person can ever experience." When Jesus comes into your life, God will give you a peace that passes all understanding. It's amazing. This is good news. So how do you do that? Oh, this is what Paul said. He said, "Therefore, since you have been justified by faith, you now have peace with God." There it is, through the Lord Jesus. But look what he says in verse 2. "Because it's through Him that we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand and have every reason to not be troubled but to rejoice because our hope is in God." Wow! I can hardly contain myself. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. This last week was very moving for me. I don't know about you. The funeral service of President George H.W. Bush. I want to tell you why it was very moving to me personally. Because most of you know that back at the end of February this year, I had the privilege of participating in a very meaningful way in the home call of Dr. Billy Graham. I miss him so much. Hardly a day goes by and I don't think about him, and thank God for Dr. Graham. But back to the funeral. I think you would understand that this incredible time in Washington, in particular the drive down Pennsylvania Avenue and the personnel, our incredible members of the military, of course, for President Bush was remarkably, just so wonderfully done as our 41st Commander-in-Chief. That walk up the steps of the Capitol into the rotunda. And I, you know, as I reflected back and I watched and was so blessed by the speakers at President Bush's funeral service, I was really very deeply impressed and blessed. I was very deeply moved at the funeral in the cathedral when President Bush's pastor, the Episcopal priest from Houston, spoke. And I thought that his message was just so powerful. And when he began to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and the meaning of Jesus in the life of Mr. Bush, it was a wonderful reminder to me. You know, overall, when I think about that funeral service and as we watched that unbelievable Bush family, and as we mourned and celebrated the life of President George H.W. Bush, I thought how the world stopped. It reminded me of when Dr. Graham went to be with Jesus. It's like the world stopped. It felt like that. It seemed like so much of the attention was on the man, Dr. Billy Graham, the honor. And I'll never forget being at Mr. Graham's funeral and hearing Franklin Graham and the other four members of his family getting up and just lifting up the name of Jesus. I remember Michael W. Smith playing Just As I Am at the Capitol of the United States with all the members of Congress there. And then I listened to Michael W. Smith singing Friends at the funeral service of President Bush. And you know, it seems like as Mr. Bush was laid to rest, like all the factions in America came together. It was a moment of national unity. It was like just for a moment, all the sides of the aisles of America came together. It's like all of a sudden the rhetoric sat down, the unkindness, the hate, partisanship, the disunity, the court of public opinion. Do you know there is one thing that neither President Bush nor Dr. Billy Graham can give to any one of us individually? And that's the peace that only Jesus can give to us. And today, as we worship the Lord Jesus, and as you think about these shepherds, think about what Jesus said and what Paul said about how to find that peace. I want to invite you to trust Jesus today. See, consider these shepherds just for a minute. They too were people just like you and me. I've been in those shepherds' field many times, and they might have lived in a different day and age, but they were people. That's what you and I are. That's the same people that gathered around giving God thanks for Dr. Billy Graham, and always will. And just thanking God today for President George Herbert Walker Bush. People. You know, these shepherds were living out, just like you and me. What do you do, by the way? Where do you work? Where do you go? What did you have to cancel tomorrow? It's going to happen to your business. Living out. School. Oh, I didn't mean to say that, because there's a lot of school young people that are rather pleased somewhat, I should imagine. Even though moms and dads are going to grow whiskers tomorrow. You know, living out, they were not only people and people that were living out, but they were watching over. Did you notice something about these shepherds? They watched over their flocks.
Please forgive the interruption. Dr. Don insists I remind you that we're here to connect with you 24 hours a day. But when we think about what we learn from all the Christmas story that perhaps we know very well, but gain new perspective through the shepherds, through each of those involved in this remarkable history shift. When after centuries of man searching for God, God comes in a stable to be God with us, Emmanuel. I pray you're having a wonderful Christmas. If you'd like to have some moments of praying together with someone, we're here at 866-899-WORD. Not just now on Christmas, but 24 hours a day. We stand ready to pray with you and for you, to encourage you at 866-899-WORD. And we're grateful that many of you are choosing to encourage us and to support the ministry by praying and giving to the ministry. If you'd like more details, you'll find out ways to do that on our website as well at tewonline.org. Drop by today. It's a new website. We're kind of getting things tweaked in. Again, that's tewonline.org. Come visit us today. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
You know, I just couldn't help thinking as I looked at President Bush's casket lying there in the rotunda with all the members of Congress that essentially the assignment given to members of Congress is to watch over we, the people. You know, that's what parents do. One of the things I love about Christmas, just watching parents, moms and dads, watch over. I hope someone watched over you. We decided in our early morning prayer meeting today that if anybody called and said, I'm coming to church, we would be more inclined to watch over them and say, listen, why don't you just stay at home and listen to Dr. Wilton on television? We want to watch over those that we love. My own father-in-law so badly wanted to come with me this morning. I wanted him to stay at home today with Nana because he's 90 years old. I want to watch over him because I love him. They were watching over, looking out for. But they were in the dark. There was a darkness where these shepherds were. And here comes the angel. It's kind of misty in your life, isn't it? Dark. For some of you, it's very dark. You've brought with you to this Christmas season a lot of things on that road most traveled, have you not? Remember that time when you were unfaithful? Remember that time when you sinned against God? Remember that time when as a young person you did some things that today you're saying, what was I thinking? Remember that unkind word? Remember that abuse that you suffered at the hands of those people that were so unkind to you? Remember the pain of that separation? Maybe your family's in the dark today. In your heart and soul, you're wondering, maybe you're just struggling. They were in the dark, and here comes the angel. What did the angel do? The first thing the angel did was he brought a personal word. He said, I've come to you. That's what the Bible says in verse 9. Angel appeared toward this group of people and said, I've got a personal word for you. You know, the most wonderful thing about the birth of Jesus, it's personal. He invites you to have a personal relationship. It was a personal word. He carried a brilliant light. The Bible says that the glory of the Lord shone round him. I mean, this man, this angel came. He was carrying a torch, a flashlight. He was encompassed by it. There was this brilliance that all of a sudden illuminated, overcame the darkness of their circumstance. That's what Jesus does. He spoke an incredible message. He said, today a Savior's been born. I mean, this was a personal word born in the heart of this brilliant light. Incredible message. Jesus. Look what he said it here in verse 11. There was no unequivocation about it. He didn't mess over this. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who's Christ the Lord. He identified a single Savior, one person. I want you to just think about one person. He identified one person. He had this personal word in the midst of this brilliant, dark, dispelling light. This amazing message about a single Savior. Did you get that? Listen up. This is about Jesus. And then he was joined by a heavenly host. He came, and then the trillions of them joined him. The heavens began to sound forth glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Jesus affirmed that. He said, "My peace I give to you, I leave it with you. Don't let your heart be troubled." And Paul said, listen, you're justified by faith through Jesus, because it's through Jesus that you gain access into this amazing grace. I want you to know that this is you. This is your personal message today, because Jesus came to die for you. Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? Maybe right there where you are, maybe in your living room, maybe in that restaurant, maybe that fire station, maybe in that police office. It doesn't matter where you are. Perhaps you spent the night in a motel room and you're sitting on the edge of your bed wishing that there were more chairs there. Maybe you're still in bed. It's cold outside. Would you bow your heads with me right now? Maybe there's someone distracting you. Don't be distracted. Some of those distractions are good, aren't they? They're little children. They're the sounds of life. God's not distracted. He's in you. He's looking into your heart and he's calling you. Would you give your heart to Jesus today? Would you trust him? This is what he tells us to do. You can have peace with God. How? Acknowledge your sin. You can have peace with God. Acknowledge your sin right now. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Confess your sin to Jesus. Remember, it's about Jesus. It's a single Savior. It's not about the Pope or about Dr. Wilton or Billy Graham. Your pastor, your priest, this is about Jesus. And all of those of us who know and love Jesus will tell you the same thing, because the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. This was the message to the shepherds. Give your heart to Jesus. Confess your sin to Jesus. Now, confess your sin. And then trust in Jesus by faith. Remember what Paul said, we have access by faith. Pray that prayer right now. Give your heart to Jesus. Trust him as your Savior. Have you done that today? Lord Jesus, today, I want to thank you for people who are picking up the phone right now, who've given their lives to Christ. People who've trusted Jesus, calling that number on the television screen, saying, I've given my heart to Jesus. Please tell Dr. Wilton that. Please pray for me. I have acknowledged my sin. I've confessed my sin to Jesus. I've trusted in him. I now have access to God because I have been justified by faith. I've been declared just as if I never had any sin. Isn't that amazing? The peace of God has come into your heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for people today who have given their lives to Christ. Would you look at me? We're going to sing a wonderful hymn of invitation today. I know you've given your life to Christ. Whether you're in the sanctuary today, whether you're at home today, picking up the phone, sending an email, getting on track, talking to your pastor, whether you're in the sanctuary, whether you're worshiping the Lord, I invite you to step out and come to identify yourself. Let's get connected together. This is God's encouraging word, because Jesus was born the peace of the world.
Oh, and that peace of the world is available for you and for me. Just moments ago, as Dr. Don was praying, perhaps God stirred your heart and you prayed along with him. If so, maybe you're ready to begin a fresh journey following Jesus Christ. As we finish 2020 and launch into 2021, we'd love to be alongside you in that journey. Resources, if you gave your life to Christ or rededicated your life, that Dr. Don wants you to have absolutely free, but you need to call and let us know at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with you and for you and get you those resources. If you'd like to spend some time keyboard to keyboard instead, let's meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. We would love to connect you with all sorts of great resources like this book, The Spirit of God. Here's Liz with all the details.
As you reflect upon your life this season, think about your friends and family members outside of Christ, or those who are drifting away from God. Could this be you? This Christmas, Dr. Wilton wants to encourage you to make a commitment to meet Jesus every day so you can learn more about him and be able to live a life of trust and not fear. With your gift of $30 and support to the Encouraging Word this month, you will receive The Spirit of God Within You, a beautiful 52-week leather-bound devotional written by 52 trusted pastors and leaders, including Dr. Wilton. You will find blessings upon blessings as you read uplifting scripture verses, daily devotions, and prayers. Plus, you will receive psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, instrumental music CD by gifted pianist and Louisiana College president, Dr. Rick Brewer. Call us today at 866-899-WORD to request the new devotional and music CD. They will make great Christmas gifts of encouragement, too. Thank you for your continued partnership. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you from all of us here at The Encouraging Word.
It's such a powerful tool, and it's going to be a tool we all can use together in the coming year, wrapping up 2020 and launching into 2021. I hope you'll get your copy of Spirit of God. More details on our website at tewonline.org. Oh, my prayer for you on this Christmas day, wherever you find yourself tuning into this podcast or this broadcast, we're grateful. We believe God orchestrated our moments to be able to spend this time together sharing God's word, but also letting you know we're here to encourage you at this moment. On the phone number, 866-899-WORD. Jot the number down. Store it in your cell. Just hit that plus and make us a contact. The Encouraging Word, 866-899-9673.